The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to William Goode. I met him through watching Growing Up in Scientology. So shout out to Aaron. My favorite part of William's interview was talking about how he got rid of the gang members that were living in our neighborhood in that abandoned house very close to us. So, thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome for the first time on the podcast, William Goode from Scientology Audit Streets LA. All right, player. Thank you. Wow. I'm so excited you're here. Like I said, I have to give a shout out to Growing Up with Scientology. Shout out to our main man, Aaron. That's how I got hip to you, because I watch his stuff, because, you know, I was obsessed with a lot of the just past stories from the stuff he was covering with his channel. And, yeah, man, so you're on the boulevard where we don't want to give our addresses, but we're basically neighbors.
We are. We live very close to each other.
How close?
I walk past here every day. Multiple times a day. My dog walks past here.
Really?
My dog has peed right out in front. Plenty of time.
Oh, in our front yard?
Oh, yeah, right around.
Okay, that's fine. I don't care.
Yeah.
So you're from L.A.?
No, I'm from New York.
You're from New York. But how long you been in the neighborhood?
I have been here in Hollywood in this apartment for about 15 years now.
So we have that in common, too. Rent control?
Rent control.
That's why we haven't moved. Hey, cheers, man. Hey. L.A. rent control, huh?
Yeah. I mean, but they're trying to do away with it.
I know. So what's going on with L.A. County? I mean, what's the homelessness? It's getting kind of out of control, huh?
Well, I mean, the problem that we're facing that I find frustrating is the new mayor. What she's trying to do is remove rent-controlled apartments from the market and allow rent-controlled buildings to be converted to hotels.
Nah, man.
No, absolutely not.
You know, another thing I don't like, everywhere I look, they have these condos, generic condo buildings are stacking up on top of each other. No, what happened to the mom and pops?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So what can we give the viewers as far as, like, bringing awareness to this topic as far as rent control? Is there some kind of law that they're passing? Yes, or props or anything?
Well, right now, so first off, you're familiar with the movie Pretty Woman, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know that final scene where she's hanging out on the balcony or whatever? Mm-hmm. That's right over there on Las Palmas. It's Las Palmas and Yucca, right next to like a soccer field right there.
They did film a lot of that on the boulevard, I noticed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But that apartment building right there, that was in the final scene. That's a rent-controlled apartment building. You should be renting for $1,200 a month.
Pretty affordable.
Pretty affordable, mm-hmm. But instead what they did is they turned it into an illegal hotel.
Oh, yeah. for the tourists and stuff?
No. No, so they turned it into an illegal hotel, and then now they're renting it to the city to what they call the Inside Safe program. They're moving homeless people from sidewalks. They're putting them in hotels, and including that place. We're paying $4,000 per month for that. So it would normally rent for $1,200, but now we're putting a homeless person there, and we're paying $4,000 a month, and then we pay another $13,000 in services to take care of that one person.
Who's we?
The city of LA.
Why are they? That's like, it seems like a waste of
resources.
Makes
no sense, right? Yeah. It makes no sense. We're paying $17,000 per month per person to put in this program. Now listen, I could, for $17,000 a month, For $17,000 a month, I could take a person from the street. I could say, you know what? I can put them in an apartment building for $2,000. But $17,000
for one person?
For one person. It's all going to nonprofits and third parties who are very closely aligned with the mayor, and they're grifting.
Yeah.
This program makes no sense.
Yeah. How did you get involved with this activism and especially, well, we'll get to the Scientology stuff, because sure. That's how I was aware of you, is that. How did you get involved with this?
So, I mean, I've always been involved with sort of politics, either lurking mm-hmm. or tangentially involved.
Can you define lurking? What does that mean?
I always pay close attention to the issues. I always like engaged around as best I could with politicians, whether it be from going to an event with a city council member mm-hmm. or a neighborhood council member to, you know, going and seeing Obama back in, like, what was that, like 2008 or whatnot. Mm-hmm. I've always been involved. But what happened was I started getting heavily involved back in 2020 mm-hmm. During the protests. When the protests first happened, I went out, you know, to Hollywood Boulevard and saw a bunch of looting, a bunch of tearing shit.
Oh,
up.
So this is in the 90s?
No, this is 3 years ago, four years ago.
Oh, because I thought in the 90s. Oh, those are protests. Yeah.
No, this is the most recent protest in 2020.
They were looting back then?
We're in Hollywood Boulevard. Oh. Hollywood Boulevard got looted 2 times in 3 days.
What stores?
All of them.
Even by, I don't want to say what streets, but you know the. Like,
I would say from Vine to Highland, it was.
Really, dude.
Yeah, it took a long time for it to recover.
Like even that CVS on and the Target up there, and.
They hit the Target over on La Brea, and like what was that?
Yeah.
They hit that one.
Yeah, they hit that one.
They didn't hit this one over here, but they hit every drugstore guy hit. Every drugstore guy hit.
Damn.
The weed shops.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
all got hit. Hollywood High.
Oh, they took their weed.
Hollywood High Grade got. Lost everything.
Wow.
Yeah, they took everything.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So then what were you doing? When
that was going on, I was on my block trying to protect my block.
Really?
Yeah, my neighbor's car, his Tesla got smashed up, and you know, he's not a rich guy, but he worked hard for it. He's a sales job,
so it was important
for him. And so I was just out there for the first couple of days just trying to protect my block from things getting smashed up. Because people from not even from here who were just looking for opportunities.
Yeah.
You know,
and
so I saw some sheriffs come by, and remember they had put a curfew in place for a few days.
That's right. They
and
did.
People didn't know about it, and sheriffs were just riding down the street, and people were walking their dogs, and they were just busting pepper balls at them, and they tried to hit me.
Rubber bullets too, were they doing that stuff?
They were doing rubber bullets.
Yeah.
They didn't aim at me, but I saw them mess up some kids at the corner, kind of like circle around them, and they just let off on them with the pepper balls.
And that's legal?
No. No.
So shame on you guys.
And then rode right through the crowd, right there on Fountain.
Man, that's crazy.
Rode through the crowd, and one kid, he couldn't even walk. And I just remember going over to him to help him get him off the street. He looked up at me and he said, "I thought this was supposed to be nonviolent."
Hey, let them all know, man. People think of Hollywood like it's all sunshine and silver screens and silver spoons and the spotlight and movies, but it gets kind of. It gets kind of dirty on these streets.
It gets crunchy.
Gets funky, too.
Let me tell you something. I've seen times go out in Sunset at 2 in the morning, especially during a pandemic, and there were just bonfires going on. Complete bonfires. People cooking. Just.
Yeah, man.
I go out there at night. You hear everybody's got their tasers ready. There's been a couple people.
Oh, they broke in back here, bro. This crackhead took a shit. On this wall here, he just—I don't know how he found me, But he came, pulled down his pants, and just, dude, I couldn't even clean it up. I let it dry for like, but he straight up, and another dude knocked on my door. I was playing Destiny one night, knocked on my door. He had no clothes. He was nothing, just underwear, and he was shaking. And I go, dude, if you don't leave in the next 5 minutes, I'm going to call the cops. Because he said, I'm waiting for him to come back. And I go, oh, yeah? What's his name? And that's, I don't want to, you know. Yeah. It's my neighbor. I don't want to say his name, you know.
Right, right, right.
Anonymity. And he didn't. And that's when I peep game and I go, oh, he doesn't know. This guy just, you know. So even back here, I have stories.
I got stories about your building next to you. I'm not going to say the street.
Don't say the
diagonally
street.
Diagonally from you.
Okay, I know
that
was that
been
is.
That's sort of vacant for a while.
Oh, you know about that?
Oh, I put him out of there.
You did?
Oh, yeah, they used to be.
Dude, thank you. Thank you, because there was
that was going to burn down. That place was going to burn down.
Oh, no, there's some squatters in there.
Yeah. You notice
that? So you know about that?
I would say, are they still there now?
You know what? It's been kind of quiet, but
I
was here
for a few months.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Right. Yeah, I know, but I was hearing them.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know how close in proximity? I don't want to give
know.
That's very close.
I put them out of there, man.
Thank you, dude.
Have not been there for months, and then they boarded up everything. I don't think they got back in.
But you know what happened is they kept coming back. They boarded it up, and they kept breaking the boards and then just living in there.
Yeah.
And they
that was a gang in there.
What?
Yeah, that was a gang.
So you heard it first on the Stevie Weeby show. Yeah. There was a gang
living in my backyard. They were hustling in there. They were.
Can we talk about like the affiliation? Like, how did you know that?
I know what goes on in this neighborhood. It's my neighborhood.
Okay, so what kind? Like, where? What are they from? The East Side, the South? Like
18th Street.
The 18th Street dudes were in there.
Yeah. I'm not gonna say a street, but
don't say
around
it.
Block. They kind of you could kind of figure it out, but
really, wow. How did you even?
I'm going to say this right now, right?
Yeah, I'm glad you're my neighbor. I'm just letting you know. I'm glad William is my neighbor.
I would say the average person, and I'm not going to say the major street, but in this direction, I believe it's this direction. If you go over there, it's as safe as can be. It's kind of like, but you go up towards the major street, Sunset around here.
Okay.
In the middle of the night, 2:00 in the morning. Hey, listen, I would say that you are not far from the most dangerous intersection, one of the most dangerous intersections in all of LA.
You heard it first on the Stevie Weeby
show. Not because it's anything that happens here in this neighborhood. It's just a certain strip club in the neighborhood that brings in all the gangs from all over LA to party. And there's one shooting over there a week.
What?
You know the one I'm talking about, right?
Wait, just... Can you say it?
Oh, I can say it.
Go ahead.
Crazy Girls right around, not too far away.
I walk by there every other day. I go to the vape. My vape store is right there. That's where I get my vapes.
Yeah, between 1 and 5 in the morning.
No way.
You know how many shootings have been over there? You know how many killings there have been over there in the last, say?
That's right in the neighborhood.
I would say in the last 6 months, there have been at least 2 murders associated with that place, and there's a shooting every week.
All right, I can't lie to you, man. I have a girlfriend now, but back in the day when I was single, I went there and I played pool there, but I didn't like, I played 2 games of pool and I went home. Yeah, and I didn't have dollars. I didn't have any money on me. And so you need money to be in there, right? So why do they like that spot? Why that particular place?
I have no idea. I'll be honest with you, but they all, all these different gangs coming from all the different neighborhoods, they show up there and they have beef, and then next thing you know.
Are they from the east side? I mean, because that's a Chicano gang, man. 18th Street, that's like...
No, over here, this is all going to be black gangs.
Really?
So it's all from South Central, Inglewood, stuff like that.
So they come from the south up here?
Yeah, come up here.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
I saw
a guy get shot. Oh, I didn't see him. I got there right after he was shot in his face over here in La Brea. And La Brea and Fountain, that gas station right there. Probably 2 months ago.
Really, dude?
Yeah, but I mean, listen, man, he was walking around. He was in his car. He had his super expensive car. And then he had, like, so many chains and necklaces. And
Was he selling those?
No, he had a ton of... Listen, I would say it's not a smart idea to come from Las Vegas, drive around here...
Flossing like that?
In a Bentley, you know, and all tons of chains and watches and all that.
That's how rappers get jacked.
Yeah, they're going to...
Because they're flossing their chain, and they said they're at Roscoe's, and then, boom, they get caught up.
You know, and it happens anywhere. You know, it happened over there by, you know, the Trader Joe's on Santa Monica.
Which one?
The one right over there and like...
I love this one.
Fuller, maybe?
Oh, yeah. I used to go there.
So across the street from there is a recording studio.
Yeah. I used to go. I know which one that is.
And there was a shooting right there 2 years ago. It was a...
Dang.
Rich the Kid was up in there with Usher, and they came in there and robbed him. Because he said, I'm about to go to the studio.
How did they know Usher was up in there,
Because
man?
He said, I'm about to go to... He went on Instagram, said, I'm about to go to the studio, and he just took $100,000 in cash out of the bank.
This is crazy.
You're
man.
Asking for it, right?
Yo, that's crazy. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you where... And
dude,
so,
you don't do that.
The funny thing is the people...
People are thirsty out here. They're broke, man.
People don't understand this. A lot of the... So Hollywood has a ton of robberies, right? Especially off of Hollywood Boulevard.
Really?
Well, listen, this is what happens. People
See,
come
I
out
need
of
to get out more, man. You're really on the streets. I'm not on there like you are, man. Listen, I was out there once, and because that's your
You
thing.
And I, we don't have anything to worry about
what?
Walking the street. We don't have anything to worry about. What happens is they come to Hollywood Boulevard.
I don't have protection on me.
You don't need it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I don't walk
around. I'm thinking, because you're making me scared, because you're saying all these gangs and different things. Do I need a little piece or something? Knife? Do I need a butterfly knife or something?
Nah,
okay.
Nah,
I have my phone. That's good enough.
The biggest threat to you walking down the street is going to be late at night is a drunk driver running up on a curb. Seriously.
Yeah. Okay.
All the
time. That's fair enough.
Right, but if you go to Hollywood Boulevard, they do a lot of robberies over there because they're waiting for drunk people to leave the clubs who stagger to their car and they take their purse and cell phone off of them and they don't even know what's going on.
Yeah.
And how long from Hollywood Boulevard does it take you to get to the freeway?
Not that.
2 minutes.
It's like, boom, it's the 101. Yeah.
101's right
boom,
there.
Boom.
And now you're no longer in Hollywood's frequency. So when they're calling out the robbery over the frequency, you're in CHP territory. So nobody's even getting that message.
What
you're gone.
What does that mean, CHP?
California Highway Patrol.
See,
so they do the robbery there. They take their cell phone. By the time they report it, they're on the freeway gone. If they're not going on the freeway, you can go in a million different directions.
Different jurisdictions, too. So, like, they could be in San Fernando Valley by then. They could be in Long Beach by then.
Yeah. By the time they get, and like I said, they're drunk and stuff. So, them reporting it to the police is tough. So, those are the people who have to worry. Just don't be drunk leaving a club on Hollywood Boulevard at 3 o'clock
in the
morning.
Yeah, that's dumb. That's
okay.
Dumb.
That's.
I want to get into the, how'd you get involved with the Scientology stuff, man?
Oh, man. So I'm a cop watcher.
So what does that mean, though?
That means I.
Are they going to be watching this, man?
They better.
Okay. Well, okay. So you want them to.
Yeah, listen, I like putting them in their place. Listen, we have 40,000 police officers in the county of L.A.
LAPD.
Well, LAPD and the county. You also have the sheriffs. You have all the other cities like Santa Monica and Beverly Hills.
Burbank.
All that.
Yeah.
But we have nobody watching over them.
So is there some corruption going on there?
There's a ton of corruption.
Let's bring awareness to it. Like, what kinds? How are you? Is there an app where you? How do you know all this stuff?
Because I'm a cop watcher. I do a lot of research. I do a lot of... documentation. Like I said, I've just bought a brand new cell phone. It's got a terabyte of memory. I bought it 2 months ago. It's about
Is that a 14 or 15?
This one's 15.
You got the 15?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you, man. That's good. So you could, and I notice you live stream on that too.
I do.
Oh, that's great.
I don't, when I cop watch, I don't live stream. I try to show discretion to people.
Yeah.
You know, I roll up on police stops when I see people handcuffed or whatever. Anytime I see the police actually doing something, lights are on, handcuffing somebody, investigating, I document and film it, make sure they didn't do anything wrong. If they do something wrong, I file complaints against them. Like today, I filed a complaint against a cop who pushed a guy unnecessarily.
On the boulevard there?
On the boulevard.
By the Scientology?
Not too far. He was over there by like Cabo Hollywood and Las Palmas. He just pushed a guy.
Yeah.
So I filed a complaint on him, and I'm going to file some other complaints from... Number one reason why cops pull people over in Hollywood are missing plates or illegal tints. You go over to the police station, the cops that leave the station, they have illegal tints and missing plates. The same infractions that they're pulling people over and handcuffing them for.
So that's an easy reason to pull them over as far.
Yeah, that's an easy reason. So it's called what they call a pretextual stop. Look for a small reason to pull somebody over and then use that opportunity to investigate for something further.
How do you know about these laws?
I know LAPD policy better than 99% of LAPD officers.
They probably want to recruit you, man.
No, they hate me.
I know, but imagine it's like you'd probably be a good asset on their team.
Well,
like,
I would get them in trouble.
You would.
I would get him in trouble. I would see an officer committing misconduct, and I would hold him accountable, something no other cop does.
But isn't that a dangerous kind of territory to be, like, kind of in? Like, because they're aware of you.
Oh, yeah. They've arrested me 5 times in the last 2 years trying to... I was just in court yesterday.
William, I mean, you're playing a dangerous game, though, aren't you?
They're playing a dangerous game.
Really?
Yeah, they're 0-7 against me. Let's put it that way. Yesterday, I was in court.
But you're not a small guy.
No.
Yeah, I mean, it'll take probably 3 or 4 of them to apprehend you.
Yeah, but it's up here.
But you know your rights, huh?
I know all of them, yeah.
Okay, so what are the best basic rights to know in being in L.A., these streets of L.A., like as far as...
Dealing with the police?
Yeah, dealing with it.
I mean, some basic stuff.
Probable cause?
Yeah, so the Fourth Amendment is the most important to me. Mm-hmm. That's dealing with searches and seizures.
And the right to remain silent as well, right?
Oh, the right to remain silent always, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But a lot of times what happens is the officers will search you or your car, and they will not have probable cause. The average cop doesn't understand what probable cause means.
What justifies probable cause?
Probable cause is they have to have... So you have reasonable suspicion. That's a reason to stop somebody. But to actually search, you have to have evidence that there is a crime is being committed or has been committed.
Right.
Or another way can do is to get your consent. If you give consent, or if you're on probation or parole, those three things: probable cause, consent, and probation or parole.
Now you got to come back here every other month.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Man, yeah. I like your energy. I mean, and this is a different kind of take on the Steve Wiebe show. I think you're the most informative as far as like, you know, laws and like your rights as a citizen. What does sovereign citizen mean? I watch these YouTube videos. There's guys on these YouTube videos saying, "I'm a sovereign citizen. You can't pull me over. Yeah. I don't abide by the state law."
They end up in jail.
But what are they saying? What?
Man, they're just talking.
They're talking about the maritime laws or what's going on here?
They take an extreme view on some of this stuff that's actually just not backed up by the Constitution. They just feel that they're
I'm a traveler. Yeah. I'm not a driver.
They say that, and a minute later they're in handcuffs. Yeah.
So don't use the sovereign citizen.
Yeah, they're going to say you can't do that.
Bullshit.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
They could just cuff you.
Yeah, they can cuff you.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Well, actually, I mean, for the most part, when you get pulled over, everybody can be pulled out of the car. Everybody.
But you said they need probable cause, right?
To search.
But they could just pull you over then?
No. They need reasonable suspicion that you have committed a traffic infraction or a crime to pull you over. Okay. Then from there, once you're pulled over, everybody can be removed from the car.
Everybody.
And in fact, they can even do what they call a Terry search, a Terry pad, just patch you. They can't go in your pockets. They can't go under your shirt, in your belt,
really?
Things like that. But they can patch you. And if they feel that there may be a weapon on you while patting you down, they can then search you.
Can I give you a hypothetical?
Yeah.
Let's say someone did that. Let's say you're driving your car and someone, mm-hmm. and they what's that pat called?
Terry pad.
Terry pad, right? And then one of the officers has a bag of cocaine.
Yeah.
And like he's trying to distract you, and then he like puts it in your pocket and he goes, "Oh, there, Gus, we got one here." And then he they go, "What's this?"
It happens often.
But you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, it happens often enough. That's all the more reason why you need people actually filming. From the, you know, you have the right to film anything in public.
Say that again to the camera.
You have the right to film anything in public. If you were in public, you have the right to film it. It doesn't matter. We deal with this with the Scientologists, and I deal with it with the police. But if you don't want to be filmed in public, then you shouldn't go in public. But as long as you are there, you have the right to film them.
So let's get to the Scientology thing. Like, okay. What kind of, like, when did you start doing that?
So I was, you know, I was cop watching one night in front of one of their buildings, and they came out, the Scientologist security guards, and telling me I couldn't stand there on the sidewalk. This is Ivar.
That's a public street.
Yeah,
bro.
Exactly. It's
what are you talking about, bro?
It's Ivar north of Hollywood at 11 o'clock at night on a Saturday. It's an office building.
Oh, by that 7-Eleven and stuff?
It's a diagonal.
Yeah.
Now, it's 11 o'clock at night. It's an office building. It's a side entrance.
I know where that is.
And they're talking about, I can't stand there. And
tourists stand there all the day. That's a tourist destination, bro.
Exactly. But they acted like they own a sidewalk. They kept on saying it to me over and over again. And then finally, they started coming out of the door trying to bump into me. And they were sort of appealing to the cops who were out there. I have a history with these cops. The cops were not going to get involved. They're used to the cops running to them. They're used to running to the cops for protection.
Are you talking about the cops in the Hollywood chapter?
Hollywood.
So the one on Wilcox?
On Wilcox. There's some
by the old amoeba.
Yeah, right there.
Okay, that's the station.
1358 North Wilcox.
And you could get there off of DeLongpre.
DeLongpre straight down.
Right
there.
I know where that is.
Right at the corner. So
that's the division?
Yes, Hollywood division.
Oh, they're gonna know about me after this, too. I'm going to be skateboarding.
They stand up for these Scientologists.
Why are they doing that, man?
Because they've always had a close connection. There used to be a Scientology kiosk inside of the Hollywood station. They had a kiosk in there.
Why?
It goes way back.
They're getting money.
I believe that Corey Palka, the old captain, was, if he wasn't Scientologist, he was very close with them. So they've gone out of their way to protect him. The senior lead officers have gone out of their way to protect him. The guy who arrested Aaron, I saw him playing he's singing at a Scientology
concert. What happened with
that?
Oh yeah, what happened with Aaron? Like, why were they targeting him? I don't know what happened.
Okay, so it's kind of a long story. We've been tearing apart these Scientologists for the last couple months.
Yeah.
We've had protests going every day. I'll get into that. Let me start off how I got here with the Scientologists. So they were interfering with that police stop that I was documenting at that building on Ivar. And finally, the security guard came out, had a confrontation with him, and he told me, he said, "Suck my cock."
The cop said that?
No, the security guard from the Scientologist security guard.
Well, that's not polite.
Well, it's not polite. So I told him I was going to end his religion.
Okay.
And here we are.
It just started from that.
Yeah. I'm a petty bitch, man.
hey, you should have said that to William. You woke up the lion, everyone. you woke up the lion heart. Now see what you're dealing with.
I'm saying that's.
You woke up. The beast has awoke.
People always say to me,
"The Kraken has awakened from the depths of the sea." The Clash of the Titans. You're the Kraken. You're chilling, doing your own thing,
chilling.
And they woke you up, man.
I get into these fights periodically.
Man,
while I had a feeling
you shouldn't have done that.
Down.
Now you're dealing with the monster. Now the monster.
I shut
here.
Them down. The Scientologists in Hollywood are shut down. Today I declared victory. They won't even come out of their building anymore. Every building, all the recruiting. You know Hollywood. On Hollywood Boulevard, the recruiters they used to have out there trying
Why
to get people.
Why they dress like that, too? It's
goofy.
Kind of weird.
They're like failed Disney actors.
Yeah, well,
like
no,
little
they're dressed
corset.
Kind of like weird. Like they're.
They need to update it.
Like why they look like they're kind of like chauffeur. Like,
yeah, bellhops.
Like bellboy.
Yeah.
Like weird.
It's so goofy.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah, they're so disconnected from reality and society. They're wearing what they were wearing 30, 40, 50 years ago. It's time to update the style a little bit.
But aren't they in, don't they have a bad deal? Like, they have to sign a billion-year contract.
Billion-year contract, have to do 110 hours a week of work.
And they get 5 cents an hour.
They get paid $0.
0 cents an hour.
Yeah, but they get $47 allowance. So you're a grown man or woman. You're getting $47 allowance a week.
Where would they live? In the dormitory?
In the blue building.
Oh, I know where that is. That one that's kind of like...
Yeah, right over there by Kaiser.
Yeah, right.
They live 4 to 6 per room.
They live it like with...
In bunk beds.
No.
Yeah. Grown people wear in bunk beds.
What? I don't understand their traction. Why would you want to do that?
Because it's a cult. Because you get caught up in it. They take advantage of people who are sort of down and out of luck, who are looking for something, coming from bad situations, and take advantage of them. I know one young girl I was working with, she actually grew up in Jehovah Witnesses, sort of another cult.
Yeah, my mom was involved with that.
And she had an abusive childhood, and she really didn't have any place to stay. And they were offering her free room and board if she signs their billion-year contract.
That's crazy.
And she realized at the last moment this just wasn't for her.
Yeah.
But once you're in it, it's hard to get out.
That's what I'm saying. It's hard to get out.
You're disconnected from society. Yeah. While you're in there, you have no access to the internet. You have no access to your family.
You see the documentary?
Yeah.
Going Clear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're nasty people. So we've been fighting them. And I feel like at this point, this first stage, We've won that. They cannot operate in Hollywood anymore. They can't walk up and down the street. Due to us.
Oh, because you have other creators and other
There's
activists.
Like 20, 30, 50 people out there, more than that.
Like, they're there every night.
Every night. We protested for 2 months straight. Let me tell you something. You're not often going to find a protest that happens every single night for 2 months, and it actually grows and stays healthy. But that's where we are. But they've shut down.
But you're the leader, aren't you? Aren't you like kind of like...
I'll take that.
Good.
I try to be inclusive.
Because they all look up to you, man.
Yeah, I try to be all inclusive. But after a while, like I said, if you're in a part of a movement, you're going to be defined by, if you're leaderless, you're going to be defined by your worst elements. Mm. And so somebody has to take control and kind of own everything. Own the bad stuff, and control it and try to prevent bad stuff from happening.
I think you're a perfect candidate because not only are you smart, you have a...
Yeah, I put them in check if need be.
You're a big guy. Yeah, So you're perfect.
Put them in check if they need
be. So dude, you must have seen some crazy things go down, huh? Like just being involved with this?
Oh, man, yeah.
Now, I have some questions. Now, does Scientology, do they hire their own private characters or private investigators to mess with you guys?
Oh, yeah. I love that game. They call it fair game.
So they do. So that's what it's called.
Oh yeah,
write that down. Fair game.
Fair game is their policy, which they had.
That's a Scientology term.
Yeah,
fair game. So that's a real term.
That's their literally written policy up until like the 80s. They changed it where anybody who is a critic of Scientology,
An SP.
I'm definitely an SP. A suppressive person.
Suppressive person. Write that. The SP is a suppressive person.
Yeah.
So anyone outside of Scientology is considered an SP.
No, anybody who is declared an enemy of Scientology,
someone that threatens Scientology.
Yeah. Somebody who puts them.
How do you spot these individuals?
Which ones?
The ones they hire.
When the guy was following around a girl in his car all for 2 days, so she pointed him out to me, and so I went and I told him. I said, "You're gonna learn about me. I'm gonna put you through it." And I filmed him. I took a picture, and I just.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Whose face and facial recognition.
You have that?
Oh yeah, there are
you have databases. There's like spy gear.
Listen, man, I go up against the LAPD for real. Hardcore.
So this is you're really about
we do real, like my team, we do serious real research.
Oh, I could tell, man. I'm not questioning it, man. Yeah, I mean,
we do the
you.
Real stuff, and
yeah,
so
I'm sure.
And so I found this guy, ran through facial recognition. I found his identity.
Damn.
I found him on a swinging website, and he was looking for somebody to help out with his wife.
Don't get crazy with it right now.
So I wonder how he feels about that now. Okay. That I blew up his spot.
So you blew up his.
I mean, if he's gonna be a private investigator,
you know,
following us around,
they play dirty, don't they?
Yeah, listen, I threw him out. I was like, hey, it's public information.
So okay, so what other tactics does Scientology use to kind of divert what y'all are doing?
Right now, they're not doing much of anything. They're shut down. What they should have done is, see, right now they're just in hiding. They're no longer on the boulevard. They're no longer in public. You just can't find them. They should have done that months ago. And mm-hmm. try to wait it out. And they've tried everything. They've tried so much.
Give me some examples of what they've tried to do. Like, okay. Give me like five examples of what
they've
tried to do.
They have called the police on us as protesters 25 times in the last 2 months.
That's a lot.
Yeah, every night.
Don't they get sick of
that? Making fake claims.
Aren't they
sick
of that?
Claiming that we have bombs. Claiming that we have guns. Claiming we're going to burn the building down. They did that. And then there was a Rolling Stone article that came out. It was a terrible article. Where they cited, oh, yes, you know, we've had to call the cops on them this many times. Nobody's ever been arrested. It's been them that have been getting arrested, not us.
Really?
Yeah, I had Scientologists come and spit on me.
See, I saw that. And that dude, he was just a regular-looking white guy.
I saw him come out of the building, and he had a hoodie on. And I was he looked suspicious. And I watched him walk down the street. Then he crossed the street, and he started walking back. I'm like, why would he go this way? And I started walking behind him. I confronted him, and he turned around. And he spit on me. I saw him. The next day, he was inside the Scientology building.
Oh.
And then we found him. He was getting on a bus one night. He was just had his hoodie tight, and he had a mask on his
incognito.
Face, trying to hide his identity. Yeah. But he was a big guy, so you could see his body and figure out it was him.
Isn't that assault?
Yeah, he got arrested.
He did?
Yeah, he got arrested for it. Oh,
wow.
Poor guy.
Didn't another guy attempt to follow you to the parking lot to your car?
Yeah, but he was just goofy.
Okay, so what do you do when that happens? Like,
you know what did I do?
Yeah.
I document it. I film it and show people, look, this is what religion does this, right? I'm not a religious person in any way.
I don't think a lot.
Right? I'm not going to go over to the Catholic Church on Sunset. I don't think they're going to start following me around to my car and do threatening. Or a temple. They're not going to do that. With Scientology, they felt the need to sort of harass me like that. And it's not scary. But my thing is, I just document it and show people, hey, look, what kind of religion does this?
When are they crossing the line with you? Like if someone's sleeping outside your front door,
they parked in front of my house a couple of times. They followed me home.
I obviously know where you live. Right?
Oh yeah, yeah. I don't hide it.
I posted
my address online every time I have beef.
But so how far? What do they do? Do they camp out or?
The first time I had to deal with them. I got to the corner by my house, and I was crossing the intersection right down the street over here.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, there was a black Prius. You know how a Prius, when it idles, it's silent. You can't hear it.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, as I'm crossing, it just goes shooting out towards me, but not really.
Yeah.
And listen, man, if you don't try to intimidate me with a Prius, okay? Get a truck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like an F-150 would
exactly.
be scarier. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, like
so
like
they came back with an F-150 one night, and just let they were just sitting in front of my house.
That'd be scary.
Not really.
If it was a monster truck.
And me and my neighbors were just laughing at them.
So are they aware of what you're about?
They're learning now.
What about your like?
I guarantee you when they first started doing this, because they have such a tight connection with the LAPD, they went to them and said, what should we do about this guy, William? And the LAPD said, leave him alone. Just shut your mouth for a while. He's going to make your life hell.
Yeah.
And they said, no, we're going to fight him. We're going to fight him. It just didn't work. Now they've shut their mouth. You know, 6 months later, now they're shutting their mouth. Now they're learning.
Yeah.
They're doing what the LAPD told them to do months ago.
So what comes next for them? I mean, you're trying to shut down this chapter. There's other chapters. There's one in Los Feliz.
It's more than that. It's just more than just that, right? So we shut down these chapters here in mm-hmm. Hollywood, but it's more than that. We've gotten it out into the internet where people, Scientology does best when people don't know what Scientology is. They recruit people not by saying, "Hey, do you want to join Scientology?"
No, they use the Dianetics book.
Yeah, they want like, you want to buy this book.
Self-improve.
Yeah, you want a stress test, a personality test, an IQ test, things like that.
Yeah,
they use a lot of deception.
Mm-hmm.
Now they can't get away with it because it's gone so viral. I mean, I see videos.
Oh, and there's documentaries, man.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
HBO
and young people are now really in, you know, sort of they're seeing it all over TikTok, seeing it all over YouTube. It's a whole thing,
mm-hmm.
and so they can't get away with it anymore. Now the Hollywood Center over here on Hollywood Boulevard is a tourist attraction. People want to go there and just take selfies. Be like, oh, I saw this place on TikTok. Oh yeah, it's a cult. Don't go in there.
Oh right.
So they know.
People know now.
I don't even have to be. We don't have to.
But you brought awareness to that. You're
we
a part
brought
of that.
We,
yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, they're on a death spiral. They cannot escape from this. They're not bringing in new people. They're not bringing in new money, and they only have 25,000 to 35,000 members worldwide, which can't even fill not even half of a football stadium. They don't have many people. They have so much bad publicity, and now you know older people have learned about it. Older people were scared to take them on.
Yeah,
these younger kids now, you know,
they're hip to it.
Now they're not scared. They laugh at them. They mock them. So
before you came, what was their whole present? How do they present this? They invite you in.
Yeah.
They want to sell you some literature.
Oh, they had a whole system in place.
And then, because when they got me into the Los Feliz chapter,
they
asked for my bank information, and I paused and when I said. My mom and dad don't even ask me that. They go, now, Steven, how much do you have in your account now?
Oh, yes.
Who asks that?
Exactly.
Who does that?
They're going to try to drain you.
I was offended by that, man.
Yeah.
And then they had the periodic table and shit, you know, the whole shit in the room. And then, you know what I said? I go, so what you're telling me, this is going to be $15,000 for this course, $20,000, $25,000. And I said this right in front of them. And they go, yeah, you're going to have to leave.
Oh.
Yeah. And then after that, they call me. They harass me.
Oh,
they
man.
Go, now, Steven, I saw that you're on our list. I was wondering when you could come visit into the chapter again in Los Feliz. And your name's on here. So, yeah, we'd like to give you another tour and get you involved in this first course.
Yeah, it's all.
They start you with that one course, right?
Yeah. So it starts with the one course. Listen,
if
you watch them on Hollywood Boulevard, and I watch them closely, they'll try to interact with people on the street and wave at them. Start talking to them about a free personality test. It's Hollywood Boulevard. You know, you see all the theaters and stuff and you're a tourist and you're walking down the street and you're like, oh yeah, cool. Sounds kind of cool, personality test, you know? And then as they're walking, they give a little hand movement to the cameras so right when you get to the front door, somebody will come out and meet them at the door and divert them inside. It's a whole process. Maybe they'll watch a movie. When they're done watching the movie,
No, they do have an introductory movie they show you. It's about 10 to 15 minutes long.
Yeah, and as soon as you're done, they're going to come with the book and they're going to try to sell it to you.
They make you sit and watch it.
Yeah.
They'll leave you alone, but they do show you a movie.
Yeah, and then they have the personality test, 200 questions about yourself. And you're going to, at the end of the test, you're going to have the same, everybody gets the same results. Your life is fucked up. You need our help. And it's going to cost you this amount of money.
Their whole belief system's kind of wacky. It's even more bizarre than Star Trek and stuff.
Oh, man. They
science fiction and stuff.
Oh, man. They
like with the Thetans and Xenu.
Yeah, the Xenu, the popsicle people.
It's weirdo science fiction.
Drop them in a volcano.
And then didn't they do a movie with John Travolta, like
awful.
Battlefield or something?
Yes.
Yeah. It's crazy, dude.
Man, that's crazy stuff,
So people, they're not aware of this weird...
So they don't know about that.
They don't know about L. Ron Hubbard and how this guy's just a science fiction writer.
They know about L. Ron Hubbard. They think he's a brilliant...
He's a weirdo.
Yeah, so listen, they don't know about... They don't learn about Xenu and stuff until they've paid like $50,000, $70,000.
Oh, you have to be deep in debt.
Yeah, yeah.
You're deep. You're going to be deep.
It's all that sunken cost. That's why I want to... You know, listen, all this stuff is online. All of their operating
Just
fitness.
Do your research, folks. Don't give your money away.
Instead of, you know, because they'll try to get you out of $1 million at all levels.
Oh, they're going to extract that from you. They're going to extort that from you.
I will just print it out. I'll give it to them for 3 payments of $9.99.
It's extortion, bro.
Well, it's more than that, right? So it's more than just extortion because, extortion.
Are they going to flag this video, by the way?
No.
Okay.
Well, they can't do anything.
Are we safe
They're
here?
Over.
Like, are we safe on YouTube? We haven't crossed the line, right?
I have never.
This is free speech.
I have never had a video taken down on YouTube by the Scientologists.
Okay, thank you. And thanks again for getting rid of my those 18th Street squatters, man. Yeah. I was scared by them.
Yeah, that place was gonna burn down.
Oh, I know.
That it always goes the same way.
Oh, one thing I didn't mean to switch. We'll go back to what we're. They were hooking up this generator.
Ugh.
So at night at 4 a.m, I would hear this. Like for hours.
Ugh.
So they're getting kind of crafty back there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you again. Yeah. But let's go back to what they're like the Scientology stuff, man. Yeah. So they're doing some. So don't don't give them a chance, right? Don't give them a chance.
Yeah. Listen, they don't have a chance. They're on the way out. Or the next step from here is listen. We shut them down here locally, and we've created awareness internationally. The next step from here is trying to get rid of their taxes.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Status. They use slave labor.
Say that again. Get tax rid of exempt status. So they don't have to pay
any taxes.
They're
nothing.
Free from the IRS, right?
Yes.
Right? They actually, this is in the documentary, they disputed, they were putting claims on IRS employees.
Yeah. They bullied them
they
into
bullied
giving
the
them.
IRS employees, yeah. And then they're the only religion that has tax-exempt status, so, right? Or one of the only ones.
Well, no, a lot, you know,
well, the
multiple.
Other religions do, though.
Other religions do, but here's the problem, right? So they're not really a religion. They're a multi-level marketing scam that's also combined with a cult.
Yeah.
They use slave labor. Again, these people are working 110 hours a week and they don't get paid. They get $47 allowance, but they still have to buy their own toiletries. So that money's gone. And that's slavery. A lot of them come from overseas. They take their visas once they get here so they can't leave. One young lady over there, she came here when she was 16 from Russia to be an actress. And she took one of their acting classes, I presume. But she's 18 now. And you could tell she's unhappy. But, you know, a 16-year-old.
She's stuck.
She's stuck. They've got her visa. She can't leave.
So, like, if you're stuck, how do you get out of it?
I don't know. I don't
know. Because
I mean,
like, that's just like you're kind of a prisoner. You have to go back to the dormitory. You get up at 5 a.m. You board that bus.
I mean, they can leave.
18 hours. It's crazy.
They can leave, but they're scared to leave. They're scared. They're told, you know, they're under the impression that they're going to get harassed. They're going to harass their families.
But don't they do that?
They do.
Don't they, like, separate you from your family members? They kind of excommunicate you.
Anybody who disagrees with the choices of them joining Scientology is going to be cut off from their lives.
Where is Shelley Miscavige right now? Is she alive?
Yeah, she's alive.
So why? How come she hasn't been seen? Like, where is she right
now? Well, I think she's just been in trouble, so they've sort of had her in, I don't want to call it jail.
Yeah.
But they're, I guess, sort of jail.
Have you seen Tom Cruise at all? Like, go by one of these centers?
I have not. I can't imagine many stars want to be associated with Scientology anymore.
Dude, Beck was involved.
I know, but that was
because I like his music.
Yeah.
But when I heard that, it kind of bummed me out because I like Beck's music.
But
man,
these days, though, it's not a good career choice to announce that you're a Scientologist, right? So, you know, Tom Cruise was a proud Scientologist 10 years ago or whatever. But since you've been having these scandals, they're kind of like you don't see him talking about it a whole lot.
The Ribisi's, Giovanni Ribisi was involved. A couple other.
A lot of people in Hollywood, but right? they don't tout it anymore. And if they do tout it, they're gonna be sort of mocked into oblivion.
Can I tell you this crafty that they do in the Los Feliz? You know how they get them there? And then I was because this is before I had I have a girlfriend now. But they use attractive women to pass out the flyers.
Yeah, they do it here too.
Super attractive, like, you know, like actress model looking women.
Yeah.
And the, you know, and then you, and it, you know, attraction rather than promote, they attract these people to their centers. That's how they do
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they totally
and,
do
and
it.
And these women are crafty, man. They have the whole script and stuff.
These people,
did you know that?
Yeah, listen, if they use their skills to sell cars, they'd be rich. They would, is if they were selling anything else. Unfortunately, they're selling a cult, and they're trying to what the, even though they may not mean to do it, they're ruining lives and ruining families.
Yeah, it's depressing, man.
Yeah.
So what's next for you? Like, what? So what's
politicians? Politicians have to be put on in check. I was over at the neighborhood council meeting two nights ago.
Where? How do you get informed about this stuff?
I look at the schedules.
Okay, gotcha.
And whenever I see him, any council member, you know, I'm looking for Hugo Sotomartinez right now. I want them on record. Should Scientology keep its tax exempt status? They may say to me, "Well, I have no control over that." That's fine, right? We take stances all the time. We ask politicians all the time, you know, what's your stance on abortion? What's your stance on this and that? Should Scientology keep their tax exempt status? And I'm going to hound them, every single one of them, until they give me answers. This council, the city, they refused to answer me the other night. So I know some of them have businesses on Hollywood Boulevard. I'm going to come over there and I'm going to ask them.
Well, they do?
Oh, yeah. For the neighborhood council?
So,
yeah.
So is that something they do? They just buy real estate everywhere, right?
Oh, so the Scientologists bought half of Hollywood, all the historic buildings here.
They really?
Yeah, and the celebrities.
They bought the old spaghetti factory, huh?
Maybe. I don't know. They might.
But do you remember that? I used to go there. That was, I like that place.
Yeah. No, I mean, Hollywood Boulevard, they own a lot of stuff. They have their drug rehab right over here on Sycamore and Hollywood Boulevard, right next to Live Nation.
Really?
Right next to Live Nation.
So they disguise stuff.
Oh, it's disguised. And across the street.
They disguise it like, it's. They don't even affiliate with Scientology, but it is.
Oh, it's Scientology. No, it's, they completely, they are, their drug rehab is about teaching people L. Ron Hubbard's teachings, and that's going to get them off of drugs type of thing. Across the street from there, they have their author services building right there on the corner of the northwest corner.
Yeah, that big building
right there. You know, they
that Live Nation, that's a big building, man.
No, right next to it, though. It's,
you know,
it's
that coffee shop thing at the bottom?
Yeah, sits right next to there. It's like a nondescript sort of glass
building.
It's near
building. The Buffalo Wild Wings right there. Yeah. Damn, that's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
So how do people best support what you're trying to do? Like, I want to like bring awareness to like you and your cause, and how can they best support?
Confront their own politicians. Listen, you have a politician in your town. Doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be a governor. It doesn't have to be a mayor. If they're elected, if they're a dog catcher, if they're a county insurance commissioner, ask them their stance on Scientology. Film it. Post it on TikTok, post it on YouTube. I can't imagine many politicians are going to say, yes, Scientology should keep their tax exempt status.
If you let's call out like a LA rapper, like Ice Cube. If you're out there, man, write a song about all the stuff that William's doing, man. You know, like write a song about Xenu or like or Kendrick, if you're out there, come on, man. If you want to stay like relevant to the streets and like. You know, there ain't no, that's the thing, because we're around the same age. There ain't no political rappers like Public Enemy. Where are those kind of conscious rappers, man?
Here's what I would say.
Yeah.
We talk about human trafficking throughout the world, right?
Yeah.
We talk about it, it's like it's some foreign thing. But the Scientologists, they traffic humans. They're a human trafficking cult.
Straight up.
And they're doing it on Hollywood Boulevard. It's not a foreign country. It's right here.
It's crazy.
And it's unacceptable. So, yeah, I mean, dude. Good people should stand up against it.
So, Chuck D.
Chuck D. Call out the Scientologist. Yeah, don't say Dougie Fresh. He's a Scientologist.
Shame on you, Dougie.
Shame on you, Dougie.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive. I'm positive.
Dude, you don't want to say Dougie.
Yeah, listen, he's got
so
to be
So shame on you, Dougie Fresh.
Yeah, listen, I mean, at the end of the day, he may be a high-ranking member who's...
What the hell? That bums me out,
yeah,
dude.
Man.
Why the hell? Dude, come on, dude. That's not against... That's going against the Zulu Nation, bro. Don't be doing that, man. Stay true to your roots in hip-hop. You know, the Bambaataa would never do that. No. You see Africa Bambaataa, Jordan Scientology,
no,
Dougie
no,
Fresh?
Not many
shame
people
on you,
doing
bro.
It. Not many
Holy
people.
Holy smokes.
Oh, man.
Yo. So, definitely, man, I would like you back here, man. You know, shout out to AA Ron again, but I would like, since you're in my neighborhood, I know you're on the boulevard, and the thing is, I only made one vlog. I don't want to copy your guys' hustle. I made one vlog because I know that's your guys' thing. I do interviews, musicians, comedians and stuff, but yeah. I like what you're doing, man.
I got lots to talk about.
I was scared of you when I first saw, because when I pulled up, everyone was crowded around you. I knew who you were, and I go, oh, in my mind, I'm like, oh, there's William. That's William right there. And I'm like, Steve, stay cool. stay cool. But I wanted to kind of end it. I wanted to like outline your social media. What are you known as on Instagram or TikTok?
So on my TikTok was suspended.
What?
Yeah.
Yo, they banned it?
Yeah, I don't care though. I care more about YouTube.
Okay,
on
YouTube. Let's put a light on your YouTube page.
Yeah, YouTube for the Scientology stuff. I'm Scientology Audit.
No, but it's Scientology underscore audit.
Or if you can type in, if you Google it, Streets LA, it'll usually pop up too. Streets LA.
So folks, it's Scientology underscore audit. And in parentheses, Streets LA.
Correct.
Subscribe to that today.
Yeah.
He does nightly streams.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's the best way to support you, right?
Yeah, support me. Just, you know, like the videos, follow my stuff. And if you want to get involved, contact your own politicians. And my other YouTube account, which I do my cop watching, is Film the Police LA.
Is there an app like that you could download where you could like know about street activities in LA? Like, isn't there an app or something?
So they have the ACLU does have an app. Here's what I would say. My cop watching name is Film the Police LA. It's on all like Twitter, on Instagram, on YouTube, Film the Police LA. And I also have my website. I'll be launching in the next couple of days, filmthepoliceLA.com. And we're going to help everybody out. We're going to explain everybody's rights on there. But on there, what we're also going to show is you're going to see me filming incidents and then interviewing the people who went through the incident with the cops, confront the cops, go to the police station, try to identify them, file complaints against the cops, deal with internal affairs, get the final disposition, confront the police chief, confront the LAPD commission. You're going to see these like sort of case studies over and over again where I've done thousands of these. So people can see the process from beginning to end, every part of it, showing videos, emails, things like that. And I think that people will get a good insight into some of the problems with the LAPD. FilmthepoliceLA.com.
Netflix, Amazon, all these other platforms. This is a gold mine. Fund William, dude, where's the documentary at, bro? I mean, this is great stuff. This is great content. This is very interesting, man. If I were a platform like that, I would definitely invest. I would get some people to invest in you to get like a director. I mean, you could, you know, it would be fairly easy to film, right? You got a couple camera people. I mean,
I've been out there filming with people doing some small documentaries.
I'm talking about like a documentary on like HBO, like bringing like a bit, you know, like a worldwide awareness.
Hey, man, let's come out. Come out and do it.
So
I'll give you some good stuff.
So for all you documentary filmmakers out there, what's the best way to contact you?
FilmThePoliceLA@gmail.com.
I mean, can't you see that in the works for you, man?
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, wouldn't you want to be involved with something like that?
I've done some smaller like documentaries that haven't been published yet. Done something with like LA Taco.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Nothing big, but hey.
Yeah.
I think it would be an interesting documentary, and I think I show people a lot of insight, and I'll keep it entertaining.
How do we keep these squatters out of these buildings, man?
Call me.
Okay, there you go. You heard it first. Okay, so make sure you follow William Goode at From Scientology underscore Audit Streets LA YouTube. Okay, subscribe to that.
Hey
man, you should make some merch or something.
And
get like a beanie. You know, get like.
Everybody asks me that. I keep on promising.
Yo, you should get like an LA Raider. You know, get something. You know, like a WG, like in the old English font, the WG, boom. You know, get some.
I'll get around to one of these.
Going, man, or
I know,
what's going on, bro?
I just been so busy.
But people would buy it.
They always ask me for it all the time, and I keep on saying I'm going to do it, and I just, I start thinking about it. I'm like, that's another thing I got to do. And I get anxiety and it just never happens.
But I'm just saying that, I mean, you got a lot of,
a
lot of attention on you right now.
I agree.
That, I mean, might as well, a t-shirt.
I know.
Limited edition. You know what I'm saying? Like something like that, bro.
I will 100% do it.
Oh, it'd be tight if you could even put out like a mixtape to like get like Kendrick and get a couple of these. You know, I'm sure. Cause dude, that'd be great. Like, do you produce or anything? Do you do music at all?
No.
Oh, I mean, you should think about getting it. I mean, that'd be enough. You put out a mixtape, dude. You know, that'd be great.
I'm too old for that.
No.
I gotta put out a jazz mixtape.
I mean, they're still putting out music.
That's true.
True. So support William Goot today. I gotta give Aaron a shout out. Do you guys ever link up? You guys met?
Yeah,
I met him
at the police station when he got arrested last week.
Is he doing okay?
Yeah, he's doing okay. He got arrested. There was a guy who attacked him with a pole or whatever.
That's assault.
Yeah, hit him over the head with it. But
is he pressing charges?
He did, but he got arrested himself.
Why?
Because the guy
was defending himself?
No, the guy claimed that he was stalking him, even though he just got into town from Florida like a few hours before. He lied, but the police, who are very close to the Scientologists, I believe the officer is a Scientologist himself, arrested him. And so we had a protest in front of the building until he got out.
You said the officer himself was a Scientologist?
The officer himself has been seen, has come to...
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Scientology Center, for me, when they called him, he left, came back, and he stood spying on me for a half an hour afterwards. Then he was also played at their Christmas ceremony where he sang songs and stuff like that.
God.
Yeah, no, and so he did some punitive stuff, even locked him to the sink in the bathroom.
What?
Yeah, just to be a jerk.
Why?
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, we put that police station through it. We probably had 50 people
out
there.
Get a life, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Go on a hike or something.
Exactly.
Go to the beach.
Exactly.
Why are you doing that?
Because I think he's one of them.
You know what? Just, you know, support William and what he's doing. Thanks for tuning. Dude, that was awesome. A couple months down the line, if you want to come back, you're always
whenever,
welcome
man.
Here.
Whenever,
you're
man.
My neighbor. You're
hey,
the
man.
Homie now.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that a person like you lives in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
It makes me feel better.
Yeah.
Support William today. Do you have an Instagram, bro?
Film the Police LA.
Film the Police LA.
Film the Police LA on Twitter. Film the Police LA on Instagram. Film the Police LA on YouTube.
On YouTube. Yeah. Have you seen your subscriber count go up
exponentially?
I've started
my YouTube for the Scientology stuff 2 months ago, and it's 182,000.
It's going to get to 200, 250. It's it just
by the
keeps
end of next
going.
Week. By next week, it should be 200,000.
Dude, you're doing good. You're doing a good thing, man. You know? So that's good. So subscribe today. Did you enjoy it?
I loved it.
You loved it. Do you think it's a good idea if he comes back in a few? Because you are unique in the sense I have never had a guest like you. I've never had activists on here.
Okay.
I've had comedians and artists and rappers and DJs, but no one like you. You're the first one of its kind, one in his own category, right? Would you say?
Yeah,
who's even comes close to William? Nobody. I'm sorry, I can't feel my right foot. dude, you did great, buddy. I'm like really hyped on what you're doing. Keep up the good work.
I appreciate it, man.
But be safe out there, huh?
I will be.
On these streets.
Oh, I will be.
And so, is it safe to go on the boulevard at night? though?
Yeah, no. Boulevard is as safe as it's been.
Because you kind of scare me with a lot of that gang talk, you know, as far as...
No, man, they're not... Those guys, they're looking to beef with each other.
Okay, so they're, not, looking at, they're not looking at us.
Yeah, they're just... Yeah. You don't hear about people from Hollywood being victims of
No.
You know, you don't know...
I heard back in the day... It used to be even more sketchy.
Oh, it was way worse.
Hollywood Boulevard.
Way worse.
Like in...
By Wilcox, that was all... Those are gangs that lived
like,
there.
Like late 90s, early 2000s. Yeah, I heard it was really sketchy.
Yeah, it was Crips over there.
Yeah, like real.
This is the safest it's ever been right now. I'm really? Telling you. Hollywood is as safe as it's ever been.
There you go. So, but don't think if you move out here, it's going to be all glitter and glam.
No, Hollywood Boulevard, you're not going to go out there. People always ask me.
It could get kind of gutter out here.
Man, people come to Hollywood Boulevard and they'll be like, where do the stars hang out? Nah. I said, down there on Wilk. Go down there to Whitley.
No, you know what? they're in the hills. They're not down here. They're on a whole different plane. They're on Laurel Canyon. You know, they have their own schools and grocery stores way up in Mulholland Drive. They're up there.
They're up there.
They're not. This is the.
They're not walking Hollywood Boulevard at Cahuenga.
Where there's like crystal meth shit and like syringes and stuff and fentanyl. They're not down here. They're up in the hills.
They are up in the hills.
Good shit, brother.
Yeah.
Oh, hold up. You could best support me. Go to patreon.com/stevieweeby, okay? Please support that. I'm going to have my tapes, Puer and Eternos tapes, soon. Look out for that. StevieWeebyBandcamp.com. Look out for that. Love y'all. Peace.
Hiding in the crevices, in the coral premises, in my neverland like Peter Pan, checking messages.
I feel like a kid.
It's the way that you grow when you let them go. On the edge of plateaus when they push you fall so low. Oh, oh, oh. I'm a silhouette that you'll forget, a shadow in the dark. I'm a millisecond part of deck that shuffle with the cards. I'm a vortice to heart like a monk upon the ledge. And I'm trying to do my part before departing from